Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your closing bell for December 23rd, 2024. So mortgage rates went up a little bit today. I told you that was going to happen this morning, but there's a lot of basically limited trading. Most hedge funds or most people analysts on Wall Street, they're probably gone for the year because we have Christmas coming up on Wednesday. And then next week we have New Year's Day coming up on Wednesday. So a lot of hedge funds and so forth, they're done for the year. So there's going to be less volume or less traders on Wall Street, though causing volatility to kind of spike up and down. We're going to see that here today in today's news. So let's get over to the news that we're seeing so far. Treasury yields rise to start the holiday season. But Steve Leisman, he comes in here and he kind of gives the hint or he provides information from us on, are tariffs and things like that really the agenda that's pushing the narrative of higher rates in 2025. So let's get his take on it. The unfortunate part, when he's done, I'm going to try to come back here and show you kind of some what's going on in some of the indices through the CME FedWatch tool, but it's down right now. So hopefully when he's done, we'll be able to do that. But the on the economic calendar for today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week, there's really nothing. And this is why a lot of traders are just out of town. And this is what's going to cause the volatility in the markets. So you're seeing right through here, durable goods orders came in today. They were much lower than expected. Consumer confidence came in much lower than expected. But we had new home sales kind of rocking it right now. So since the presidential election was determined, I think it was Redfin is saying there's about a 17% increase in volume of people looking at homes. So that's giving us a little catalyst of looking into 2025, what people's expectations are. We had a lot of people on our side on the edge. They're like, we're just going to wait for let's see what the Federal Reserve does this year and also see what the presidential election, the results there are. And then we'll look to do some things in the future. A lot of companies also are coming out and they're saying, okay, with the new administration, less regulations and things like that, it'll be more conducive of business. Only time's going to tell on all these things. So let's get over to Steve Leisman right now, see what his take is on this. And then when we come back, we're going to see if the CME FedWatch tool's back up so I can explain to you, give you a couple insights on the dot plot and some other things at that point. If not, then we'll just conclude it at this point. But stay tuned because the CME FedWatch tool might be back up. So let's take it away, Steve, for us.
Welcome back. Investors not the only ones preparing for the impact of President-elect Trump's proposed tariffs. The Federal Reserve paying close attention as well. CNBC senior economics reporter Steve Leisman has more. And Steve, I have been very excited to talk to you about this because I felt like Powell sounded a little different when it came to tariffs last week compared to the time before that.
Yes, it could be inflationary, not inflationary. Well, let me start off by saying to a limited extent, Fed officials are, Sarah, looking to be doing what investors are doing, plugging in at least some numbers for the effect of policies yet to be proposed from the incoming Trump administration. Here's how Fed Chair Jay Powell last week's press conference.
Hold on 1 second. So what happened last week also, we had the Chicago Fed president, Goolsbee, come out, and he was saying that he even upped his projections on the dot plot because of just the uncertainty of tariffs and other things like that with the continued tax cuts. And even at that time, we had possibly a government shutdown. So we'll see what some of the other members have to say about this.
Describe what committee members are doing.
Some people did take a very preliminary step and start to incorporate, highly conditional estimates of economic effects of policies into their forecasts at this meeting and said so in the meeting. Some people said they didn't do so, and some people didn't say whether they did or not.
In interviews on CNBC on Friday, Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee said he put his rate path a little more shallow due to uncertainty and some of the incoming policies. New York Fed President John Williams said he accounted for some slowing immigration tariffs. If you look at it in the face of higher inflation prints and uncertain fiscal policy, next year 15 members said they now see inflation risks to the upside compared to just 3 in September. And the tariffs could go either way. Even retaliatory effects could raise the price level, but not inflation if they are limited. So, Sarah, that's where we are right now. The Fed puzzling over these issues, making some initial down payment on the possibility of what might be coming from the Trump administration.
So that's what their take is on it. So a lot of officials are still projecting or predicting or forecasting that the Trump policies and tariffs, they are going to be inflationary. Only time's going to tell. So if they aren't inflationary, would rates come down pretty quick in 2025? Well, that might be in my forecast coming up next week. So let's get back to the CME FedWatch tool, see if it's available. And if it's not, I apologize because I have a Christmas party to head to. So let's go down through here and see. It is active, back active. So right through here, basically with the CME FedWatch tools telling us there is going to be a no rate cut in the next meeting. There's a 91% chance that there's not going to be. But let's get over to the dot plot. The Federal Reserve members come in and they basically put a dot where they expect the federal funds rate to be next year. And right through here, they're saying right now that the federal funds rate next year is going to be about 3.75 to 4. That's where most of them are. So let's just assume this. Let's assume that inflation isn't as inflationary. The tariffs aren't so inflationary. We know that most of these people have kind of had an uptick because of the tariffs, thinking inflation is going to be higher because of that. But if it doesn't, are these projections going to come down here, here, and here, and down through here? So that's what my thoughts are going to be. As soon as you see the inflation numbers coming in, the tariffs not making that much effect on it, these are my forecasts. I'm just giving you a prep on what I'm thinking for 2025, but I'm not going to spoil it for you because I want you to pay attention to my forecast when it comes out next week. So that's what we're looking at right now. In regards to this, the economic news, there, like I said, there really wasn't anything today. The only thing that maybe market movers is going to come on Thursday with jobless claims. Don't think that's going to be way out of whack. If it is, the markets will move at that time, and I'll be reporting that at that time. But right now, I'm expecting there was a jump in the market right through here. So let's go back to the CME FedWatch tool. Let's go right through here. Somebody must have clicked into it and got in there. So let me go back to this tool and see where we are. We're down 31 ticks. So what that means is mortgage rates are going up, and they're going up pretty fast today. So this is the deterioration in the bond market. We focus in on, if you're new to the channel, we focus in on this. It's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. We focus in on this because the yield on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. It's not the federal funds rate. It's not the prime rate. It's not a rate that a bank sets. It's the yield in this bond. And that's why we follow it on a daily basis. And you should too. How? By watching my videos. So that's what we focused in on today. Like I said, I will be coming in next week with my projections on home values and where I think mortgage rates are going to go. I'm doing this with a lot of forecasts, like a lot of other people, and I'm using a lot of the content that they're providing in my details. And I want to come out kind of like last so I can see what everybody's doing, and then I can pull in, you know, kind of pick and choose some of the areas that I think are most likely going to be the final outcomes. So you might think, who are you? So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I don't do videos for a living. No, I don't make a living doing this. I actually make a living doing mortgages. So I come out here every day to explain to you guys how the market's reacting. We focus in on programs such as, you know, what are rates looking like? What kind of different programs can get you into homes? I don't know what home prices are going to do. And most people don't. And most of the time when they give an analysis, they're talking about the whole country. I want you guys to focus in on your particular area. If Austin is crashing and you live in Connecticut, do you really care? Okay, so I want to help you guys understand how you can focus in on the data in your area and even reach out to realtors in your area. So if you're a realtor out there, you're looking to connect with me to maybe get some exposure on YouTube, help explain to your community what prices are doing and what your local market looks like, please reach out to me. I'd love to help you. But if you're a consumer out there trying to buy that first house, maybe that first investment property, and when rates start to drop, maybe even look to refinance, go visit us at the Rate Update. Here's our website. Okay, the first thing I'd like you to do is if you're looking to put in your application, just click here. But we really don't want you doing that. What we want to do is we want you guys to vet us. We want you to talk to us and find out, you know, do we have the programs that you're looking for? Are we in the states that you're looking for? Most of the answers to those are going to be yes and yes, because I'm in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And we are the country 10th largest servicer in the entire country in mortgages. Plus, we're also one of the largest mortgage brokers out there, set up with over 40 different other lenders at this time to help you guys navigate this environment. So schedule a consultation call with me, David, or Alan right through here, or you can scroll down to the bottom of the screen and find our 800 number as well as my email address, and you can reach out to me personally. So give us a call at 844-775-5626 to reach me, Dan, or me, Alan, or Dave. Or if you want to reach me personally, set up an appointment, or at least give me a call or want me to call you to discuss what you're looking to do, please send me an email right through here. Give me your story and give me a contact information, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you back here tomorrow.